John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, Brazil, and this wonderful, strange item about the history of the New World. You will all recall Columbus sailed the ocean blue. However, there were other enterprising young people who traveled to the New World in the 16th century, and some of them were from Portugal. So this wonderful item, Sao Paulo, during the election campaign, the embalmed heart of the emperor who declared Brazil's independence returned to the South American nation Tuesday, this is AP reporting, for ceremonies worthy of a head of state as the country prepares to celebrate its bicentennial. The heart of Pedro I, contained in a golden reliquary, arrived from Portugal in a Brazilian Air Force plane. It was carried up the ramp of the presidential palace in Brasilia Tuesday, in line with procedures afforded to visiting leaders on official state visits. President Bolsonaro welcomed the reliquary as cannon fired a salute in Brazil's capital. Cabinet ministers and First Lady Michelle Bolsonaro attended a quick ceremony in honor of Brazil's bicentennial. It is both wonderful and strange, Professor, but it reminded me immediately when I saw this that Brazil predates the United States of America in terms of its foundation in the New World from our European progenitors. And its history is dominated by the fact it's always been a large state. It contains so much of the natural resources of the New World. And, of course, the Amazon is critical for the planet to breathe. But welcoming a heart, is this something that's happened before, Professor? It's very strange to start a campaign with a heart in a golden cup.
Well, John, you make a number of really important points. Number one is oftentimes those of us who study Latin America in the Caribbean tend to focus on Spanish-speaking Latin America, forgetting that Portuguese-speaking Latin America, which is about half of the continent of South America, half of its continent, et cetera, Brazil, is very, very, very important. As you also pointed out, the colonization by Spain of its part of the New World, the colonization by Great Britain, the colonization by the Kingdom of the Netherlands, the colonization by the Portuguese all occurred near simultaneously. And although our revolution actually occurred first, the revolutionary movements that played out in other parts were important and oftentimes inspired by ours. And the revolutionaries, oftentimes were contemporaries or near contemporaries. But in the case of Brazil, the history is different and special because whereas we broke away from the British, whereas many of the Spanish revolutionary movements essentially fought wars for independence from Spain, at the time of Napoleon's overtaking of Europe, you had a situation where essentially the Portuguese monarchy in part essentially fled to Brazil and set up their kingdom there. And so you basically had European sovereignty briefly transferred to Brazil. Now, another piece of it, of course, Dom Pedro I, the so to speak warrior king, there's all kinds of wonderful symbolism, just as we have our symbolism about George Washington crossing the Delaware and things like that. But what you're seeing right now with the upcoming September 7th independence celebrations is that whether you're Lula or whether you're Jair Bolsonaro or whether you're others, just as we saw with President Trump and others in the United States, there's a certain symbolism and continuity of what it means to be head of the state and the celebration of the proud traditions of the state by whoever happens to be leader. Now, I would also say that behind the pomp and ceremony, having just kicked off the campaign for the election that we've talked so much about, one of the concerns has been whether that independence celebration on the 7th, whether that could become a contentious political event both on the left and on the right. But certainly the story of the heart of the monarch being left in Porto because that was where his great love was, etc. It shows the special and magical symbolism of Brazil that is just so important to the Brazilian people, but we in the U.S. tend to know very little about.
Yes, the heart of Pedro I is now in Brasilia for a ceremony that we will speak of, because this is an education that I did not have in the 20th century. The schools that I attended just left it out. This is the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.